Saturday morning, how are you doing? It's Trina Mara here and we're joined in studio by Joyce McRedman, psychologist and parent mentor. Good morning, Joyce. Thanks for coming back. We didn't scare you off the last day.
No, delighted to be here, Trina.
So we want to talk today about teenagers in relationships and really, I suppose, how young is too young for them to be getting into a relationship? And then if you find out they are in one, dealing with it, because I'm just hearing about 13-year-olds with girlfriends and boyfriends and I'm kind of freaking out at that thought.
Well, look, you know, that's the teenage years are all about relationships, aren't they? You know, if you think what tends to happen, you start off, you're in your family situation and it's all about your parents and your siblings. And we talk about with young children, with sibling rivalry and all that goes on there. And then probably coming towards the end of primary school, actually, you see kids and they're getting into groups, you know, and really what they're doing is they're kind of checking out the gang, checking out, you know, okay, I can see this adult world coming up ahead of me. So a lot in the early teens is around really checking out, am I an attractive person, actually, you know? So it's not necessarily that they're looking to be promiscuous, but they're kind of like wondering, well, if I flutter my eyelashes, would anybody notice?
So do you think there is an age that is too young? Because I know somebody and they were 13 and had a girlfriend and the man wasn't a bit happy with this and made him break off with the girlfriend. Should the parents be getting involved and saying, hang on a second here, you need to end that?
Well, look, I suppose, you know, what is it that you're ending? It's a curious thing, isn't it? You know, you look at small little children holding hands and you say, isn't that really cute? You look at 13-year-olds holding hands and you think, oh my God, isn't that a bit worrying? So what is it that we're worried about? I'd be just checking with the teen themselves. You know, look, I see you're spending a lot of time with so-and-so. How's that going for you? Just opening up the conversation.
So not getting involved, not making them break up at the age 13.
Well, again,
I think it's very young, Joyce.
Yeah, but what are you breaking up? What is it that you're breaking up? We grew up in Ireland, all right? You know, if you're my generation, I never went to school with a boy. So when I was 13, a boy speaking to me, honest to God, I'd quake in my boots. So my children, when they went to school, they went to a mixed primary school. I can tell you by the time they were in sixth class, they were all flirting with one another. They're just experimenting. Mm. Were there questions of somebody having boyfriends and girlfriends? There might and there mightn't have been. What did it mean? I'm not really sure. But you'd like to be asking, you know, and you'd like to have that your children have a sense that their close relationships are at home and that they're expanding out from there.
When they're spending a lot of time, say, down the end of the road at the wall with himself or herself or whoever, and possibly neglecting their schoolwork or not doing the sport they used to do or not spending time with family, I suppose that's when you need to worry.
Well, you know, that's when you need to sort of start being curious, as opposed to sort of automatically going to the worrying place. It's to be curious. How is it that they're spending a lot of time out of home? How is it that they're spending a lot of time one-on-one with this other person? Again, opening the lines of communication. If you close down that line of communication, there is nothing surer that they are now going to go for their solace to that one other person with whom they feel comfortable, and it's not going to be you.
How do you talk to them about sex?
Straight out.
Oh God, though. It's mortifying for parents having to bring it up.
Mortifying. Mortifying for parents. My kids thought it was, I mean, they're looking at me thinking, oh my God, and you're so old. I'm not talking to you about sex. That's part of the job. You're a parent. You've got to take on these tough subjects. You've got to talk to your kids about having respect for themselves, having respect for other people, being safe, the importance of being safe physically for themselves. You've got to, you know, say to them, all right, just be aware of what you're getting into. Be aware of what's out there. Be aware of how important you are as a person. Be aware of what you're sharing with another person. And it's about giving them a sense of value of themselves and the importance of them valuing other people.
Do you think, you know, if a parent is maybe talking about giving their son condoms or something or putting their daughter on the pill, that they're giving them permission to go out and have sex? Or do you think that it's just making them aware?
Well, look, again, I think it's, you know, we have to even watch the language that we use around here, don't we? And I hear that term, putting my daughter on the pill. So I think it's not for anyone to put anybody else on the pill. Mm. You know, it's for opening the discussion. Often it will be the child that will come. And I'm using the word child advisedly because they are very young sometimes when they come looking to use contraception. So it's about opening the conversation, and you're trying to talk about, okay, well, look, what is it that you're talking about doing here? In fact, you'll often find with younger girls that they may not be looking for contraception for the purposes of having sex. They may be looking for contraception for the purposes of managing their periods. They may
Absolutely,
be having
yeah.
great discomfort, great pain. And that can be very awkward and embarrassing and unpleasant for them and painful. So again, it's about not jumping to conclusions. If we're not comfortable about talking about sex, well, then we're saying sex is something for a dark space. Whereas if we're free to talk about sex as something that is something that's important, it's valuable, it's something special to be had with another special person, then we're bringing sex into a place that's valuable, and it just puts a very different notion. And we're now saying to our children, look, I think you're very important. I think you're very valuable. And I want you to cherish yourself and to cherish yourself in relationship with other people.
It used to be the case, Joyce, where the dad would do the talk with the son and the mum would do the talk with the daughter.
Yeah.
Is it still that way, or are mums kind of getting more involved with doing the talk with the son as well?
Look, you know, I have to say, I think it's for both parents to have the talk with both genders. And I think often even the
conversation... Again, mortifying.
Mortifying, but you know, mortifying the first and the second time. And then when you're having it around the kitchen table, it's much less mortifying. And then children who are now teens and young adults, you're sort of thinking, okay, hold on a second. This is not a conversation I'm having with a child anymore. I'm actually having a conversation with a young adult. And here's the other interesting thing. On a big research study that was done in the States at university level, there is less sex happening today than there was 30 years ago.
I did hear this,
at college
yeah.
level.
Yeah.
So again, we're telling
They're
ourselves
They're on their phones,
these stories.
Joyce, instead.
They're on their phones instead. They may be. But you know, they're also better informed, you know. So again, we're telling ourselves these stories and we're coming from a place of already knowing, instead of asking the young adult that's in front of us, hey, what's going on?
Is there a right kind of place to have these conversations with your teens about relationships and about sex and all that? I mean, would you maybe head out in the car for a drive and bring it up casually? Or because it's finding the moment to start the conversation is the toughest bit.
Yeah, look, I have to say, you know, and I've done this kind of both ways round. Sometimes it's a question of you've got to take it on the hop. A situation presents itself to you and you say, okay, now's the time. You get a little opening, and often it might be a story that comes home about something, somebody else. So put yourself in a teenager's shoes. They hear a story from somebody else and they think, God, I wonder what my folks would think if that were me. So they bring the story home about Johnny, you know?
Yeah.
Or they bring the story home about Mary and they say, did you hear? And they're waiting for your response. So that's your opportunity to say, oh yeah, what did you think about that? And to say, yeah, yet I was a bit concerned about that. And my concern might be. So you own your own concerns. Ask them what their views are and open the conversation. Now, some other times, you know, it may be that you think there's something coming up now and actually I need to have my speak on this. So, you know, your teenager is heading off to...
The Gaeltacht or something.
The Gaeltacht. Exactly. So you think, okay, you need to have the conversation before they go. So you're talking about, okay, you're going to be heading off to the Gaeltacht. So what are you looking forward to? What do you think it's going to be like? You know, see a few of the mates are going, what are the other schools that are going? Do you know anyone run from there? And I think it's very important for us to say really straight up, straight between the eyes to our boys in particular. Okay, I want to be really clear with you. I want you to treat every girl that you meet with utter respect. And leave that pause, because it's serious stuff and you want it to be taken seriously. And you want to say to your daughter, I want you to treat all those boys with utter respect. And then you can talk also about their need for respect for themselves. But I think we really have to say to them, look, you're dealing with other people and their feelings. You need to be very respectful. You know, I would have said to my boys, you think of how you would like your sister treated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say that they always treat their sister really well. I don't mean it in that
way. I know, but if somebody mistreated their sister, I'm sure they would have views on that.
They absolutely would, and vice versa. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay, some great advice there. If you do have a teenager and they're maybe in a relationship, or it's all ahead of you, they're going to be in a relationship at some point. Some advice from Joyce MacRedmond, who is a psychologist and a parent mentor. She's so calming, isn't she? She makes it all easy. Thanks for coming in, Joyce. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.